I keep telling people you only get one opportunity to commemorate a 75th anniversary, and so we have to do it well. 75th anniversary historically is the last major anniversary in which the participants can be there. 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor a few years ago. Go back to 1938, the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. It's the last one where you actually have people who were there able to tell their story. And so we are planning to pull out all the stops for our commemoration this year.
So what is the plan for June 6th in terms of the ceremony?
Our events on June 6th will begin at 10 with a major flyover of World War II aircraft. We have nearly every aircraft that was in the skies on June 6, 1944, represented. Most of the Allied aircraft and a few of the Axis aircraft as well. And that that will be quite effective, be able to see that those planes fly over, a real glimpse into the past. Then at 11 o'clock will be our actual ceremony with all the fitting pomp and circumstance you need to mark the 75th anniversary of an event. Important music, many dignitaries. Every Allied nation from Operation Overlord will have representation at our ceremony. I am looking forward to many of the dignitaries reading oral histories and firsthand accounts of the Battle of Normandy from many different nations, so that we can look back and in essence have the veterans who were there tell their story for us.
I imagine as hard as it is to find the few D-Day veterans that are still with us, maybe it's even harder to find the planes that are still flying. They're some of those planes are only, I guess, maybe a handful in the world.
Very true. Some of the planes are very rare, and in some cases there are planes that are sitting on tarmacs or in museums, but not many of them fly anymore. But we will have many of them represented here on June 6th to demonstrate how important air power was to the invasion.
So what does the public need to know who might want to come and take part, observe, in terms of ticketing, parking, security, and all those kind of things?
First thing you want to plan is to be on site early. As I say, the flyover starts at 10 o'clock and the ceremony at 11 o'clock, but you want to be here as early as you can. All of the parking will be off site with shuttle buses coming up the hill. The only people actually parking on the site will be the World War II veterans and a few of the dignitaries. So you want to check our webpage, dday.org, to find all the information on parking. There's also a place there to register, especially if you are coming with a World War II veteran. We would like to know in advance. But all attendees are asked to register, so we have a sense of how many people will be here. Other things to consider is there will be security checkpoints, and you can bring a bag, but it has to be a clear bag so they can see the contents. And you want to bring sunscreen because, of course, it's June and it will be a warm day almost inevitably. And be prepared to be moved because it's going to be a very fitting ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary.
There's more things planned than just on that day. There's is there a concert and then the parade on Saturday?
Our commemoration is actually going for more than a week with different events. On June 4th, there'll be an art exhibit opening in Lynchburg at the Academy of the Arts of D-Day artwork. June 5th, there will be the dedication of a memorial plaque for the U.S. Naval Academy and their role in the Normandy invasion. Of course, the main ceremony is June 6th, but there will be events. June 8th will be the parade. On June 7th will be a concert. And on June 9th, a reenactment of a World War II chapel service on that Sunday.
Why is the memorial here in Bedford? What's the connection between Bedford and this part of Virginia and D-Day?
People often ask why the National D-Day Memorial, a memorial to a great international event, is in Little Bedford, Virginia, of all places. And the answer is very simple. Bedford had the highest per capita losses of any community in the United States on D-Day, as far as we know. 20 men from Bedford were killed on D-Day, probably in the first hour of the invasion. And for a tiny community as it was in 1944, those were staggering losses. For comparison, Roanoke, my hometown, was a city of 100,000 people in 1944. It lost 6 men on D-Day. Bedford lost 20. And everyone in town knew these men. Everyone knew their families, went to school with them, went to church with them. And so it was something that Bedford never recovered from, that blow. And when the time came to build a National D-Day Memorial, Bedford was very enthusiastic to host it. And the committee that was forming the Memorial Foundation agreed that this was the place for the nation to pay tribute to not just the men from Bedford who died, but all of the Allied personnel who gave their lives on D-Day.